There are certain moments and words that shaped a new era in pro wrestling.
Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass.
Brett screwed Brett.
Die, Rocky, die.
Suck it!
Introducing the Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era. Tune in as we relive one of the most exciting, intense, and over-the-top times in WWE, with new interviews with the voices that made the promos, calls, and catchphrases into history, like Shawn Michaels.
I could have easily said I'm not going to do it.
Triple H.
You're going to have to learn to eat shit like Taste of It.
And X-Pac.
K-Fate was already dead. Give me a break.
The Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era, coming next week to Spotify. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
One more time for Kevin Owens.
Hey, Flobito Doc. Always right on cue, baby. Who queued that up?
They got the music and everything.
They got the music. What up, baby?
Boo.
What's that?
Come on. How'd you not see that coming?
Well.
Highly unacceptable.
Why, sir?
It's a good way to start as soon as you will on the Mac Mania podcast. Kevin Owens, I anticipate us wearing these hats to throw you off. You immediately threw our hats off. Therefore, we're throwing off. No.
Oh.
Well,
there goes half of our stuff.
It's over.
Throwing off.
My bit,
I'm expensing that one.
But the bit is ruined. Mr. Kevin Owens, sir, why do you hate Texas so much?
Yeah. Aren't what? You? You're in Texas right now.
You can't
figure it
out. I'm pandering.
Yeah. I mean, I got here a few hours ago, and I'm ready to go.
You already?
I got some stuff to take care of first, but once I do that, I'm out of here.
Where did it come from? I feel like it's
where did it hit? Yeah.
Yeah. Where
again,
did it start?
It's a deep-seated thing. I've been to Texas so many times. I think I know. I figured it out. Okay. I just can't take it. That's all there is to it. I just want, I get here, I want to go somewhere else.
Like, is it the people?
Hey, I've had that idiot from Texas right there.
I don't think they heard you.
I will leave. I'll literally leave.
Whoa.
Try me.
This is for me. Don't mess this up.
You guys didn't lose your hats today.
Mr. Owens, sir, you say you don't like Texas, and it's kind of weird because we have a few people we all on our interviews, and they're like from Canada, and we found out through the recently that my man over here, one of my close friends, Flobo, does not like Canada, and we don't know why.
Whoa, I wanted
to put it out there in front of you because now he's in front of you, and I want him to explain his hatred for Canada in your face right now.
Hey, I don't hate Canada. He stole my hat, man. No, I don't hate Canada. It's a cool place. It's nice. It's Tim Hortons there. It's nice. I like it. It's wintertime. Drake is there. There's steam whistle. It's fine.
All right, that's fine. I accept that.
See, I was a little worried. I was a little worried about getting a package powerbomb.
The sweat coming out of his bald head.
No, bro.
Really
I lose 40% of my surface of my body temperature.
That's what the hat was for, is to cover the sweat, but that's gone now.
I'm a Chinese brother. That's what that is.
Man, so I was, just to get serious for a minute, obviously a big game came out recently, WWE 2K22.
Yo.
And in this game, you can make a character, and they have different character archetypes where it's like you can be the movie star, and they have The Miz as the example of that. They They got MMA guys, and they got Bobby Lashley as the example of that. But you can make an indie guy in the game, and they got your picture as an example of what an indie wrestler would be, where an indie wrestler would come from. How do you feel being identified as the indie wrestler in the world of WWE?
You know what? I actually take great pride in that.
Facts.
Because I...
Clap it up.
You know, I never looked the way WWE superstars are supposed to look.
Right.
And since then, there's... And, you know, I'm not cocky enough to pretend like I was the first one. There's been plenty of guys before me that didn't look the part and had great success, and there's going to be plenty of guys after me. But if I'm the one they pick to represent that, I'm honored to be. And I'm going to show everybody on Saturday why I am that guy. So that's it.
Right. Oh, well, hold on. Go.
Why are you here? There's so much cool stuff to see. Get out of here. I suck, right? Just go.
To be fair, he just said he's going to prove himself, and you're booing him for proving himself?
He just said he got a promo right there. Go.
So hold on. So a lot of people outside looking in say that you're not a good person. Is that inaccurate? Are you just a guy with a resting heel face? Are you a good person inside? Like, why do you feel so strongly to these people out here right now?
They're booing me.
I mean, you know, Hathaway.
I don't think it matters whether I'm a good guy or a bad guy. Yeah. I think you just showed everybody you're a jackass.
Okay.
It's that Canada thing I was talking about.
But I'll still answer your stupid question. As I stated on Monday, I'm a really good person. That's why I'm giving Austin the biggest stage he's ever had. To have his little send-off, you know. Whoa. He feels like, oh, it didn't end right. I'm going to give him the KO show. There's nothing bigger. It's the biggest moment of his career. Not my career. Mm. It's the biggest moment of his career.
Some would say that Stone Cold is one of the biggest talents of all time. You seem very cavalier.
I never
giving him a send-off from the side of
sunset. When did I ever say that he wasn't?
I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying you seem very cavalier about sending him on his way.
Oh, my God. I'm
giving him the platform to have the proper send-off that he feels he missed out on, which makes me a good person.
Oh, wow.
I'm not cavalier. Good word, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to act like I'm easily influenced. KO's kind of winning me over. He's making a lot of good points right now.
You just sold out your guy. No, listen. KO, it's, the news broke, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on Triple H, you know, retiring from in-ring competition. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on Triple H and what he's meant to your career, if so, and his impact on professional wrestling as a whole.
Yeah, well, obviously it sucks that he didn't get to retire in the ring the way he should have.
Yeah.
But he's obviously making the best decisions for himself and his family, so nobody can... Like, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. He's done more for me than anyone's ever done in my career. I could say that safely. And I always wanted to get in the ring with him. I always wanted to wrestle him. I got to team with him a few times, which was awesome. Never got to be on the opposite side of the ring. You know, now I know I won't get to. You know, honestly, people would ask me a lot about who would you like to face at WrestleMania, and my answers were always, I'd love to have a singles match with Sami Zayn. That happened last year.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in the ring with Finn Balor at WrestleMania because... Next to Sammy, he's the guy I'm the closest with, so I'd love to share that experience with him. And then, obviously, I never thought it would be remotely possible, but being in the ring with Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania is incredible. But
Crazy. Besides
those three answers, if I could have had a dream WrestleMania match, it would have been with Triple H. So, and, you know, he and I would talk about that. And we always kind of assumed that we'd get to have a match eventually, not necessarily at WrestleMania. So that part sucks, but I'm just glad to hear he's doing good, and that's the best decision for him and his family. So it's the right decision. It's a good decision.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And speaking of making decisions for the family and everything else, you recently was reported you signed a new contract extension. And obviously, when it comes to signing contracts, you're looking at a lot of different things. And, of course, Twitter likes to think it knows why contracts are getting signed. I want to know, for you personally, what are some of the things you look at when you're deciding your future of what you want to do? What's important to you?
You know, I've been here for a long time now. I've been here for 7 years.
Right.
And I've created bonds with people here. that, and I'm not just talking about people in the ring, but or in the locker room, but like crew guys. You know, we have a really incredible crew from top to bottom, from the camera people to the production teams to the, like, our parking attendant. Like, we have an incredible family. It really is what it is. And so originally, even the thought of maybe not seeing those people every week was something that I was struggling with in the first place. But then WWE made it clear they wanted me to stay. And like I said, I feel like I belong here. So it ended up being ultimately a pretty easy decision because they wanted me here, and I wanted to be here. So
yeah,
very cool.
Yeah. Let's see that.
Is that the same voice that was booing me earlier?
No, he was like somewhere over here. It was like this guy over here.
Is he from Texas too?
All right. I like spending time with you.
Okay. on a recent edition of The Bump, we're about 2 years now of the pandemic, right? You mentioned we have a mutual wrestling connection. The Dearly Departed John Ian, who was the person that gave me my first opportunity in wrestling about 10 years ago. And one thing I liked about John is that he always gave the next generation a chance. And so as you're at this point in your career, how are you looking to, and how do you plan on giving back to the next generation of performers?
Well, so I don't even know. I mean, I guess it would ultimately end up being for the next generation as well. But, you know, I signed a new contract, so I'll be here for a little while doing this. And once that contract's done, I really don't see myself not being in the ring for many, many more years. But I really enjoy the other side of it, where I enjoy watching other people do well. And if, you know, when I'm in the locker room and some other people come up to me for advice, I enjoy giving it to them. Then I enjoy seeing them put it in practice. And if it works for them, that's a great feeling. And I've just really taken to just seeing other people do well. Mm. So I think I get as much satisfaction out of that, if not more, honestly, than when I'm, because I've accomplished so much in my career, and this weekend's going to be insane as well. So like now, not that I feel like I've done it all, there's still things I'd love to accomplish, but I feel like I've had an amazing career. So when I see other people do well, that gives me that fulfills me in a different way. So ultimately, I really, once I'm not in the ring actively anymore, I really think I'll just hopefully have a role backstage somehow, or even maybe do commentary. Those are all things I really enjoy. So I don't see myself going anywhere, and hopefully I can help, you know, people that are here now and people that are here in the future, like others are helping me now, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
KO Mania 6, KO Mania running wild, brother. It's incredible though, this moment. And I know you've been running amok and you've been trolling the fans, and it's been a beautiful thing to watch. But I know the moment can't be lost on you, that no matter in what capacity this might be, and you could be the last person to do anything like in ring with Stone Cold Steve Austin, perhaps. Like, what does this moment mean to you and your career and all the things that you've accomplished, and to possibly have that moment, brother?
Yeah. I don't really know how to put it into words, honestly. I just feel so great that I'm able to give Steve his greatest moment of all time. So it is very special.
That's my guy. That's my guy.
Man.
That means a lot, man.
That's long gone, unfortunately. Trust me, WWE Shop would have loved to keep it and have me sign it and sell it for a ridiculous amount of money, but it's gone.
That, you know, you talk about this being Stone Cold's greatest moment, but I'm looking back. I don't know if you're on Twitter very often, but there's some.
I try not to be.
There's some great stuff on there, and I noticed a meme, and it talks about how you've had great rivalries with Jericho, with Goldberg, Shane McMahon, and now you've got Stone Cold. What's your problem with the Attitude Era?
I don't know if I'd call the Goldberg one great, but thank you. I mean, I don't think I have a problem with the Attitude Era. It seems like they have a problem with me, honestly. I definitely never asked to be in the ring with Goldberg or Shane McMahon. So they came for me, and it worked out, kind of, in some cases. But, I mean, it's great to be in the ring with those guys because, again, it's like a whole different level of things I would have never imagined, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Goldberg one especially is really wild because – When I was a fan, I hated WCW, hated it.
Fun fact.
And I thought Goldberg was just, because I didn't watch WCW, so I didn't really know much about him, except he's bald, he wears black trunks, he's a Stone Cold ripoff, and I think he sucks.
Wow.
So,
Yeah.
Which is ironic considering where we are today. But that was like, as surreal as it is for this weekend, that was just as surreal because if... Years before that, somebody would have told me, well, Goldberg's eventually going to beat you for your title because of Chris Jericho. My head would have probably popped off, but that's exactly what happened. So it's just, it's all been surreal. Honestly, even, I started with John Cena. Like, it's all been unreal.
Agreed.
It's got to be a little flattering, though, that these guys are coming for you. I'm sure Goldberg could have... They got a match with anybody, but it's got to be a little flattering, right?
KO, where'd you throw my hat, man? Where's my hat at, man?
Oh, I don't know. I think the guy on the couch took it.
Oh, baby got it. My wife got it. Hey, baby.
Give it up for the wife.
Hey,
give it up
for the wife. Hey, wifey.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's flattering in the sense that I don't know if they make these choices. You know, we just end up in the ring together, It's a great experience for sure. It's really fun to do. And I saw the same meme and I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of worked out that way. Yeah.
What up?
It's KO Mania 6. Actually, one of the cool things that my friends have been asking me when I come in here is to get that swag, that KO Mania 6 shirt, Stunner versus Stunner. At what point, from marketing, branding, all that kind of stuff standpoint, where you realize, oh, this is a cool idea for a concept one time until it became a movement, until people were asking you, hitting you up, what designs are going to be used and all that stuff?
So it just started with the, hey, be careful of my set over there. There's a guy on the KO show set.
Be careful.
Watch it. Those signs are very expensive. He's not listening.
Kevin Owens is talking to you.
It's fine.
Literally Kevin Owens.
It's fine. He's being careful. Okay. He's looking at me. Look, he's looking at my cutout. Oh, he's pretending like he's interviewing me.
That's great. That's beautiful. Look at that. Yeah. It's a surreal moment. You watch it.
He doesn't know. Everybody watch him. He's over there. He doesn't know we're watching him.
Kevin Owens is talking to you.
Look at him. You. Yes, you. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't understand anything.
Boo.
Anyway, he needs a haircut.
How would you feel if you watched him throw your hat off?
I forgot the question. What was it?
The merch, man.
Oh, yeah. So the first year, first year was WrestleMania here, right, at the AT&T Stadium. And I thought, oh, we need something cool. And KO Mania just rolls off the tongue, so I just started saying it. And then the merch people were like, maybe there's a shirt for it. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So we used that year's logo, right? But then I figured, okay, I don't think I can do that every year. And then my buddy Tom actually is the one, just a friend of mine who's a wrestling fan, told me, you should do the retro logos.
Mm.
And I was like, that's even cooler.
Yeah.
So I just started my buddy Tom, who it's funny that Roman's music is playing right now because ironically, Tom is known as the big dog in some circles.
That's dope.
He suggested it, and I thought it was a great idea. And then along with the merch team, we have a great team for the merchandise. We all came up with these things, and every year we take the design that was
funny
for that.
Last year, Sami Zayn,
WrestleMania it is, and I was like, hey, can I be on the KO Mania shirt? Because it feels like it would be appropriate if there's one year where there's two guys on the KO Mania, it's me and you. And I was like, no, it's KO Mania is all about KO. But as you can see, this year I made an exception because it feels like, sorry, Sami, but Stone Cold should be on the shirt, so there he is.
That's your friend, bro?
Sammy?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay, fair enough.
Kevin, you talked earlier about how you like to give some advice to people who are backstage, or rather wrestlers. Is there anyone that over the past year or so, 2 years, 3 years, that you've really seen grown a lot and that you're really proud of the work they've done?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. It sounds corny, right? Because you're going to say there's so many of them, but there really is. But I actually find so many of the women have stepped up, like, in a really incredible way. And, you know, anybody watching can tell, right? But, and, like, she's not. So Liv Morgan is one a great example. She reminds me of me in terms of how passionate she is and how hard she works, and she's really consumed by this.
Thanks.
So she'd be one of them. But also, so it's not even somebody that's coming up, but it's someone I've seen become, in my opinion, pretty much the biggest name in today's WWE, and that's Becky Lynch. Like, I remember Becky and I met her in 2006 in Europe. We were on these shows with Sami Zayn. We were 5,000 seat arenas. There was 40 or 50 people at the show. And we kind of bonded there. And then, to see what she's become now is really incredible. So, but, you know, she always had it in her. And I think everybody saw it, right? Like, even when Becky wasn't put at the forefront and she wasn't being portrayed as a top, one of the top women.
Right.
There was such a genuine connection with her in the audience. Like, I always remember one of the Money in the Banks match. It might have been the first one. She was never really put forth as somebody who could really realistically win it. But one time during the match, she climbed and almost got her hands on the briefcase, and everyone in the arena was going crazy because she has such a special connection with everybody. And that goes back to how talented she is. So to see her go from the girl I met in 2006 to the badass she is now, that's really incredible. But again, there's so many, so many.
KO, one of my close friends wanted to ask, when I said, yo, I got something for KO, I said, oh, ask him. He was like, he wants to know if you're going to stop, like, he's worried about you. He wants to know if you're going to stop jumping off, like, high stuff and flipping around. He's worried about your health. So I was like, I'll ask him. I have no problem doing that.
Tell him to leave me alone.
Oh, dang.
All right?
Leave him alone,
that's,
man.
That's my statement. I'll jump off of whatever I want, whenever I want, and that's that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Something along those lines. Yeah. We got the revival of NXT 2.0, Tuesday Night Delights. Seems that main roster talent going back and forth. Is there anyone that has your eye right now? Some of you say maybe someday in the future you might go to Tuesday Nights, the battle, to talk to, the guide, the feud with.
Well, the one name that comes to mind is actually somebody that's pretty surprising, and it's not somebody I'd go fight because he's not a fighter, but I really get a huge kick out of him. His name is Malcolm Bivens.
Okay. Put him over, brother. Put him over.
Yeah, I think he's I've enjoyed him for years, and I think he's doing great. And actually, the Creed brothers are pretty awesome, too, every time I see them. Ivy Niles, like, they're his crew. He's got a great crew.
Yeah.
So those are the people that stand out to me right now, and Bivens is at the forefront, and I think he helps everybody in his crew. So if I were to go to NXT 2.0, I would only accept to do so if I were a member of Diamond Mine.
Wow.
We'd see where that goes from there.
Dope.
This episode is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle. The less your business spends, the more margin of money you have. I think that's pretty obvious for everyone, but actually doing it, that's easier said than done because the cost of everything is going up these days. So do the smart thing. Switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth so you can easily reduce costs and headaches. NetSuite specifically helps by reducing IT costs since it lives in the cloud with no hardware required and cutting the costs of maintaining multiple systems since everything you need is on one suite. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See for yourself how effective NetSuite can be and try it out today. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/ringer. That is netsuite.com/ringer. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner, to learn more. Baseball is something else.
As people are watching, sometimes fans, I don't know if we know how to support wrestlers sometimes. And what I mean is, sometimes we are big fans of wrestlers, but we may not necessarily be a fan of what we're seeing on TV. As a wrestler, how would you like fans to support the wrestler if we don't like maybe what how they're being presented on TV, if that makes sense?
Man, that's a tricky question, honestly. Ultimately, I think, so when I was watching, right, I remember, so this is a funny example, right? But I think it kind of answers your question. Shawn Michaels versus Steve Austin before WrestleMania 14. I was a huge Shawn Michaels fan. I was a huge Stone Cold fan. It was hard for me to pick. So I was just kind of enjoying the whole thing, right? But then Triple H and Shawn, I remember, got Austin in the ropes, tied him up in the ropes, and just kissed him on the head. And I remember being so upset, thinking it was that was too far, man. That's disrespectful. Yeah. So I ended up, I couldn't wait to see Austin beat Shawn and win the title. But it didn't make me any less of a fan of Shawn. I just went with my gut and what I felt. So, you know, I think that's the best thing I can say is, if a wrestler is doing something you don't like, he's probably well aware you're not going to like it. So even if you like him, if your gut feeling is to boo him or, you know what I mean, just go with your gut. And most important thing you can do is enjoy the show. So.
KO, before we get you out of here, brother, I seen a little bit back. You put your Mount Rushmore wrestlers up. We seen that. I know what that is. And you were part of a faction called Mount Rushmore. So I thought it was interesting. I wanted to do a little twist on that because I know you're a lover of animals and things like that. So before we get you out of here, I wanted to get like KO's like Mount Rushmore like animals. So top four all time, baby.
Gorilla.
Right.
Thank you, Seth. And, vultures. And, well, snakes. So,
rattlesnake.
Is it?
Honorable mention to alligators.
Honorable mention.
But not crocodiles.
Is there a reason for any for those? Is there a story behind
that? Yeah, so actually, basically, it just comes down to. So I love going to the zoos.
Yeah.
I love animals, right? I just love seeing animals. I love. Watching them in the wild too, which I've been trying to do more instead of going to zoos, just trying to find them in the wild, right? And but when I do go to the zoo, these are just the animals you see on my arms are the animals that I spend the most time looking at. I spend the most time staring at. I'll go to the zoo, I'll see all of them, and then I'll go back later to see if they moved. Like that's how weird I am, you know? Like, well, what if the alligator moved 3 inches? I gotta go see. So, yeah, that's just what
Breaking
it is.
Yeah. Last question, KO, is Stone Cold gonna whip your ass at WrestleMania?
Yeah. Stupendously.
I mean, I think we all know the answer. So.
Is Stone Cold gonna whip Kevin Owens' ass at WrestleMania?
Oh, we got two no's in the back.
No.
I actually say no. I think it's a no.
Kevin, I want to defend you a little bit here. You're here.
Don't mess
with
Texas.
You're here with everyone, and they're saying these mean. I get it now. I get where you're coming from now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're just pandering. Pandering.
Exactly. So the answer is no. I'm very sorry, everybody.
Kevin Owens, I appreciate your time, brother. This moment is not lost on me, sir, and thank you for taking the time. You're a busy man. You're preparing for something really big, and I know it means a lot to you, and I appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you, and I forgive you for the hat.
And Canada, you heard him. Forgive him for Canada.